Let's get a report on affairs here at home from Earl Godwin, speaking from the NBC newsroom in Washington.
Well, folks, it looks like a tough day here. What will the Japanese envoys do to see the Secretary of State, Mr. Hull, and possibly the President this forenoon, with the House all het up over the $8 billion bill for more tanks and planes and guns and army stuff generally, including 300,000 more troops, with the Senate in just as much of a dither as ever the House was over the tough Smith anti-strike bill. They're just as worried as if somebody had poked a stick into a hornet's nest over there. I would say that if this thing keeps up, we'd have all the makings of a very nice, diverse day right here in the Capitol. But incidentally, as an old reporter around here, I've noticed when the day starts off with all this advertising, it sometimes just becomes ordinarily routine. You know, we've been fed up fairly well on the daily Japanese news. This time we may really see the end of the current conversations. The envoys may bring in the answer to the President's direct question, which is, if you fellows over there in Japan really mean peace, why do you take that big 100,000-man army against peaceful Indochina, especially when you agreed to only take a few? These gentlemen from Japan will also bring a reply to the general American plea for peace in the Pacific based on the open door and decency and no more jumping up and down on China. But here is the reason why I think all bets are off on this thing and the result is anybody's guess. The official Japanese news agency known as Domai has been ejecting gloom in the way of interpretive news this past 24 hours, says the USA cannot understand the Japanese views. They may be right. They also say, Domai says, Mr. Hull's plans for peace, parenthetically, which in this country are simply a code of decency, are old-fashioned and out of date. That would look bad for peaceable conclusions of these conversations, but along comes later news, almost a few hours ago, which quotes the new chief Japanese Foreign Office spokesman, whose name is Tomokazu Hori, who says that the negotiations have made progress and will continue. His statement is in direct contrast to that statement carried by this official Japanese news agency, Domai, to the effect that the Japanese have found it impossible to accept the American proposals, and because of this double talk, Washington simply doesn't know what to expect. The House of Representatives, readying for a vote on that $8 billion arms bill, will probably get red-headed part of the time this afternoon, debating a Chicago Tribune story based on the text of a secret report to the President from high Army and Navy officials, telling just how much force and effort and productive effort and a 5-million-man American expeditionary force it will take to wipe out Hitler eventually. The higher officials of the government were worried when they saw this thing in newspaper print because it's probably authentic, but it was a most secret document which they declare will give valued military information to someone else. And a deep investigation by FBI and the military and naval intelligence services to find out who leaked or sold or stole or gave away the plan. I think I mentioned to you the Military Affairs Committee investigation into the brokers or middlemen's fees said to be sliced off by of money appropriated for defense. The probe turns today to the Remington Arms Company of Bridgeport because a broker named Shanak is charged with having farmed out arms contracts from that firm to smaller firms and cleaning up for himself with defense money. Investigation seems to be a part of a congressional move to expose and limit profits in defense industry. Excess profits have been discovered in Navy contracts, and the Naval Affairs Committee of the House has the information where also the chairman, Mr. Vinson, will introduce limiting legislation to keep naval building and ordnance profits at a fair level, and that's all from Washington at this time.
And that's the news here in America and in war-torn Europe. These and other members of NBC's foreign staff report to you on events as they happen over many of these stations at this same time every day. For the latest news, keep tuned to this station. This is the National Broadcasting Company.